Okay, we're listening to music. I guess it's music. Sounds from Gesundheit, a video game in which you have to trap a booger-eating monster.
Okay,
several of them,
listen
actually.
To it for a second?
Yeah.
Okay, that sounds
that
like
sense.
The music
sounds
for booger-eating
like booger
monsters.
Have you never heard of this? Well, maybe because it's indie. If Super Mario is Bruce Springsteen, then Gesundheit is maybe like the indie band Animal Collective. A little weird, with a smaller audience, but still strangely appealing. Indie games were in the spotlight last night at the Independent Games Festival Awards, part of the 2008 Game Developers Conference going on right now in San Francisco. And Brian Crescenti of the gaming blog Kotaku was there, and he's on the line to tell us what happened. Hey, Brian.
Hi. How's it going?
Goes well. Thanks. So the winner of the Seamus McNally Grand Prize was something called the Crayon Physics Deluxe. Tell us about this.
Yes. It's an amazing game. It's essentially... You have a blank slate, and you draw on this blank slate with your mouse, and it looks like you're drawing with crayons on a piece of paper. And once you're done drawing, you drop an object. The object is to get this ball to move kind of across the screen and touch a star.
So it's like Etch-a-Sketch kind of?
Yeah, except literally, instead of having to use two knobs to kind of draw, be confined that way, you can literally draw anything you want.
And then those objects move.
Right. And that's the neat thing. Like, physics takes over. So, like, you can draw a little stick and draw a brick. And then when you start, the brick will drop and hit the stick and maybe shoot this ball across the screen.
It sounds kind of retro. It's not very highly animated, is it?
No, not at all. And that's sort of what's so amazing about it. I mean, it's I think you can't help but giggle a little when you're playing the game with crayons.
So are there? What happens at this thing? Are there victory speeches? How did the developer accept the award for this?
Yeah, it's actually pretty funny. It's, you know, I kind of cover a lot of these different award shows, you know, every year, and this is the one that is the most touching because people get up there and they really do, you know, they give these big speeches. Sometimes these are very short speeches. I think one of the winners last night actually gave their victory speech as a haiku. But yeah, I mean, and like different winners, one of the winners of the, I can't remember which award it was, but their mom was there and they asked the entire crowd to say happy birthday to her.
Oh.
So it's a neat award, and you could tell that it's an award that everybody who, you know, if they win something at it, it really means a lot to them.
And it's a tight-knit community, I imagine, as well.
Oh, yes. What's neat is it's actually the IGF Awards happen right before the Game Developer Choice Awards. So these are two award shows that are piggybacked together. And the Game Developer Choice Awards are for the AAA titles like BioShock and Call of Duty.
Okay.
And so you have those people, the people who made those games, in the same room. And, you know, everybody seems to get as much of a thrill out of watching the IGF winners as watching someone like Ken Levine win an award for BioShock.
Let's get back to some of the award-winning games. The best student game went to something called Synesthete. I don't know if I'm saying that correctly. Synesthete, is that right?
Yes. Yeah, it was. It's a really hard game to describe. It's essentially it's a music game, and it uses sort of techno music, and you play this thing that looks like it's made out of almost out of Legos. It sort of stomps around a room, and it shoots out these rays to music. It's so funny because a lot of these games, what's so neat about the independent games is that none of them are typically typical.
Mm-hmm.
So they...
Or they combine. Sounds like this is like Guitar Hero kind of. And...
Well, except, yeah, without the controls. But yeah, like, well, it's funny because like I could say it's like Rez meets Robotron 2000, but people probably don't know what either of those games are.
Of course, Robotron 2000. One of my favorite. No, I'm kidding. I don't know what that means.
But it's what's so neat also is that I think another very important element of the show is that most of these winners go on to get publishing deals with really big, like with Sony or with Microsoft.
Do they really?
Oh, yeah. Last year, some of the winners, two of the winners, were Everyday Shooter, which was a game that sort of a shooter. In, for this type of game, it wasn't like a first-person shooter. It was more like Asteroids, that type of shooter.
Mm-hmm.
And what it was sort of a collection of these shooters. It was, in one way someone described it once, was like the White Album of shooters. So it was a collection of different shooters set to original music. And people liked it so much. It won this award, but it was also picked up by Sony and is now being distributed on the PlayStation 3.
Now, speaking of the community of gamers, if you go to some of these designers' blogs, you can read things like, hey, thanks for trying it and telling us about the bug in the installer script, or we added this, or we changed this. Is there a new transparency in this process now?
Well, I think certainly at this level there is, because I think they understand, like, they get thousands of entries for the IGF, and the process of, I was actually one of the judges for it. They have 20 judges who go through every one of the games, and it sort of, you know, boils it down to this group of finalists. And while they're doing it, they're still tweaking the game. So, like, it'll make that first level, and when it gets to finalists, often you'll have a game that's gotten a lot of revision. So it's kind of neat in that aspect. I mean, it's very fluid, the way the games kind of go through the process.
Okay. Very quickly, what was your favorite game that you saw there? What really captured your imagination?
You know, I mean, I really think that probably World of Goo.
World of Goo.
Which is such a neat, it won a couple of awards, including Technical Excellence and Design Innovation. And essentially, you're taking these blobs of, it almost looks like oil, and sort of pulling them apart, and they stretch to form these, like, bridges, whatever you want to create. And the object is to kind of move them across the screen, keeping them connected, and they have to sort of support themselves. It's really hard to describe, as you could tell.
Sounds more creative than competitive.
Oh, yeah, and that's another thing. Yeah, a lot of these games are a lot more about sort of creating things than it is about competing with other people.
Brian Crescenti, managing editor at the gaming blog Kotaku. Hey, thanks, Brian.
Thank you.
Happy gaming.